Frank Jagg here from Sensibly Cynical. I'm here with Chanel and who's this guy you brought along?
Sean.
I just met him.
Hey, it's Sean, man. I'm the best host in the whole world.
Oh.
In the whole world, I'm the best host.
So Chanel was nice enough to bring this Sean guy podcast. So Sean, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Fuck you, dude.
All right, so Chanel, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I brought this guy. I showed up. I'm still alive. That's all that matters, really.
Because I gotta tell you.
All right, so what are we talking about today, y'all?
So Chanel was talking about stupid things that make people excited.
Oh yeah. Totally. So Sean, go start.
All right, so basically, what do you like to do for fun? You said something about flipping tires.
Yeah, because Frank makes me flip tires. Because he thinks it's fun.
She loves it.
What kind of tires are we talking about?
The kind that aren't
I mean, like, are we talking about, like...
200 pounds.
Okay. Dang. And you just you just do that just for... It's like
she
a hobby?
It.
We'll call it a hobby. It's working out. And
oh, okay.
Frank's going, yeah, go the entire time.
Alright. So, anyway, so when did you start doing this?
Three, 4 weeks ago? A month ago?
Oh, really? So it's a new thing?
It's new. They just put it in there.
Oh, okay. So, what's the goal with this? Just, is it for, like, mass? Or, like, what are you trying to gain? Like,
Frank, what are the goals?
So it's like, it's a 200-pound tire. So essentially, it's what those faggots over at, CrossFit use, you know? And so it's for squats. Essentially, it's just a more fun way to do squats. Isn't it more fun than squats, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's louder.
It's louder. Everyone likes noises.
Yeah, I know, right? So, Frank, is this something you think I could do?
Yeah, you could do it.
You said no the first part.
I said yeah.
After you said no,
we met a guy and I made him do it.
Yeah, so, we did meet a guy that she made him do it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, I guess you could try.
So, do you So, what else do you do for like working out? Do you
whatever Frank says.
Okay, so yeah, that's right. So. You trust this juice bag?
No. But I feel like there's only so much damage he can do in there. It's all being recorded, so.
Yeah.
It's all being recorded.
Well, that's funny. So I was just wondering.
She does a lot of boxing. She's been trying to work on her punches, too.
That's what I was going to ask her. Do you follow any, like, sports? Are you a sports fan? Like, do you... What's your favorite sport?
I don't have a favorite sport. If it can be on TV, I'll watch it.
So
I've actually watched curling, like
curling.
Yes,
I love curling.
No one likes it, but I've seen it.
No,
on the
I like it.
It's like soccer. No
I like
one likes
it.
That.
Oh. I like. I watch it. I only watch the Olympics though.
Yeah. Okay. So it would just so happen to be on the like Olympics because apparently it's a sport.
No.
And
yeah, I watch the Olympics. You know, sweeping and all that stuff. So, but it's actually I think it's entertaining because it's actually. You know, cerebral, and you got to actually think, Frank. It's a sport that you actually got to think instead of, you know. So, and plus...
Lots of sports you should think while doing.
Yeah, but can you do curling?
You push it, and then you sweep other things away.
It's like there's angles. It's math.
It's like putting on a putting green.
But you just, like, push it, and then the whole...
Right, and you sweep it.
Somebody else's problem. So, technically, it's like push, and then they do it.
So, it's kind of like, if you think about it, it's very similar... to the idea of putting on a putting green during golf, right?
Mentally, it's like bowling for me. After, like, it leaves your hand, it's somebody else's problem.
Yeah, that's funny. So,
like, when you throw the ball and it ends up in the other lane and...
Yeah,
you're not allowed there anymore?
No, okay, so I actually bowled in someone else's lane once.
Really? How? Yeah. Explain what... So what happened?
So I went to get the ball and somebody distracted me, so I spun around and I just went to the lane and threw it. And by the time I turned around... there are these random people staring at me. But the thing is, they were really good bowlers, so I just fucked up somebody's score.
So you threw it down their lane.
Intentional?
No, I was standing there in their lane, and I just bowled it.
Oh.
So how drunk does one have to be?
I was completely sober.
To get it from their
hold on. She was a teenager.
She was a teenager.
So that's the shit that sometimes you do when you're a teenager. You just fuck around.
But it was
like
an
accident.
It was totally an accident on purpose, slightly. Like, I was just like, okay, Elaine, toss it. And that's what happened. That's why they shouldn't let people be so close together when bowling.
Oh, you think the lanes are too close?
Yes. If someone can spin me around and I can just go straight to another, like somebody else's lane where it's all set up, yeah, we're all too close.
But I feel like they're...
Wait, hold on. Someone spun you around?
Yeah, somebody distracted me, so I spun around, and then I was just like, lane, go.
But I feel like there's plenty of room, though. Like, if you actually know what you're doing.
I feel like you played a different version of bowling than I'm used to.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I'm not a good bowler.
But I usually bowl quite a bit, and I never spun around in circles and then went into
somebody
bowl.
Somebody was telling me something, and they were turning me.
Bad advice. Oh. There you go. The truth comes out.
So they were talking to me about something, and I ended up doing a complete, like, spin.
The truth
and
comes
the
out.
The first lane that was there was just the one that I tossed it down, because it had the pins already up. Whatever.
That makes sense, I guess.
I mean, they paid for their game. I paid for my game, like...
Did they say anything, or did they just ignore
No, they it? Just stared at me. It was kind of awkward bowling next to them after that.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So, let's say you're at a... So, do you go to a lot of, like, bars?
No, I have
You don't go to bars?
I have specific ones that I go to, and they're, like, downtown.
Okay,
so... by myself.
Do you like the downtown scene?
It's just...
Or is it boring? You think it's boring, downtown Pensacola?
All of it's boring, but... But I just go down there because I feel like more people are going to be there that I actually know. Or the people that I'm going with are going to be more willing to go up in downtown.
So you said that you're from Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
So what's the main... I mean, I'm sure there's lots of differences, but if you had to pick one main... What's the main difference between the Panhandle and, like, Atlanta?
Really?
Well, no, like, I said the main difference. I said, did you not hear how I prefaced it?
Well, you know, there's one really big difference.
I mean, I'm like, talking about, like, socially and, like, economically. And
it's more diverse?
Frank, if you would let me finish.
Well, sales tax is less when you're in LA.
If you would let me finish.
People are always in a rush to be places. Like, here, it's more slow-paced. So
this is the Redneck Riviera. That's Atlanta.
It really is, yeah.
It's literally called the Redneck Riviera.
Yeah.
Panhandle. And that's Atlanta. Like, what
Gulf
do you mean?
Coast.
Like, everything's different.
Basically, but you know, he was like one main thing, so I was trying to narrow it down.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, because, like, I feel like Atlanta, I haven't been, but I feel like they have so much stuff to do.
Clearly.
Like, so much stuff to do, like, for anything. Like, in Pensacola, there's.
Wait, I thought you said you were a fan of the Underground Mall.
Yeah,
but I was there when I was like 12 or 13 or something.
Thanks, Frank. Gosh.
What's wrong with the Underground Mall?
No, nothing. You just said you've been there. You said
Hold on.
I mean, I've heard of you know,
Frank.
I've never
conflicted, but your memories are conflicted.
Frank,
did you smoke some of that green stuff before you got on here?
God, you guys not letting me specify.
Specify what?
You kind of.
I was there, but for like one day, I didn't actually get to experience the city. Like, all it has to offer is what I meant.
But you literally said I've never been there.
I mean, it's a big city, so I mean, you're never gonna experience everything, no matter how many times you go.
Yeah.
There's always gonna be something you don't see.
Man, you guys know what I meant.
No, no one knew.
No, but
you also don't know the difference between Atlanta and the Panhandle, bro.
Fuck you, dude. Yeah, just whoa, bro.
I'm very confused.
Don't be breaking.
It's like
shit.
That's like saying, what's the difference between this cornfield?
Fuck you. I was trying to make conversation because apparently your ass isn't good at conversation.
I'm just trying to figure out. It's like saying, what's the difference between this cornfield and
Frank? I'm trying to make conversation. How are you doing with this podcast?
I'm just saying, I didn't understand.
I'm talking about, I was just trying to make conversation about the difference between her hometown and where she's at now. It's not that hard of a question, Frank.
Oh, well, I mean, you just kind of lied to me, though. You said you've never been there, but then you have been there. But then you were only there for a day.
Like, yeah, I was. I was only there, so that doesn't really, like, count.
Oh.
Because I wasn't really, like, there.
I didn't know that's how that works.
No, I was there, but I wasn't.
I've never been to St. Louis, like, ever.
Man. I was there, but I don't consider just being there for, like, one day really, really, like, experiencing the city is what I meant.
Oh, okay.
The guy that went to the moon? He was only there for,
like
one day.
Like, it was literally
day, so
just a pit
really
stop. Like, it was literally just, like, we're driving through.
Well,
but we are
the case,
there.
I've
we
never
are there
been
for
the majority of the places.
Well, we were there for probably, like 4 or 5 hours.
Lance Armstrong was only on the moon for a day. So, technically, he never was there.
But, you know, he was there.
I was there. It was there, a pit stop on his way. But it was like, it was like a prolonged pit stop.
Oh, I guess that's really how he felt when he was on the moon. Like, it was just a pit stop on the way back to Earth. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay. We forgive you.
So
she forgives you.
So what else do you guys want to talk about? Frank, you actually want to make some, actually say something productive on this show?
Mr. I don't know if I was in Atlanta or not, wants me to be productive. So how do you feel about, how do you feel about boxing?
I actually like it. I feel like I need to be able to punch harder.
Well, that comes with working the core.
That comes
and
with
shoulders.
Punching harder. Like, I need to punch.
Yeah, people. But I mean, boxing is all shoulder muscles and core.
Well, you know, yeah, but still. Punching people, a.k.a. you, is the end goal. I'm just, like, waiting on my hand to slip the wrong way.
Well, I mean, you're female, and it's me, so that's a normal feeling women have.
But it's still being recorded, though, so I feel like I have to catch you outside. Like here.
Oh, man.
In your house.
Dang. That's a weird place to get punched.
I mean, at least you know where everything is. You'll be able to recover.
That is true. That is true. I do know where.
Have you ever seen it on TV? Ever seen a boxing match on TV?
Yeah.
So what do you what do you think about the current boxers? Do you know any Floyd Mayweather? You ever see Floyd Mayweather fight on TV?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the highlights of it. But
and he
can't read.
No, he runs.
He
kind of
read. Yeah, he's got a point. He can't read.
He kind of runs away though. Like when he boxes, he'll go in and then he'll try to back out
too. Like, hey, you come to me so I can knock you out.
It's the Philly Shuffle. He does the one arm thing,
and then he runs.
Well, yeah, he does it because
that's what he's been doing for over a decade.
He's quick and he can move,
but he gets paid for it, and he doesn't have to read about it.
That's why they don't call him the greatest of all time, and they call him Money Mayweather.
Yeah,
because he wants money. That's what they said when 50 Cent was like, "Dude, I hung out with this dude, and we ain't boys no more, and I just want to tell the world this dude can't read." Mm-hmm. And the dude was like, "Yeah. But I got these two checks for $15 million.
But there's some good, there's some good young boxers out there though. There's some good young boxers, but
there aren't.
You don't think so? Nah, you don't even watch. So how do you know?
Because boxing isn't boxing was a nice sport before MMA and before the UFC.
So with Tyson and Holyfield and
because those are real fighters. Like Tyson said, I go out there to kill somebody, and I don't understand what Floyd Mayweather does. Now, those killers, those instinct killers, go to UFC to fight because there's less rules.
No, I agree. I mean, that's why MMA's really caught on. I mean, you got three different main federations, if I guess that's the word to use. You got, what is it? Everyone knows UFC. And then you got Bellator. And then you got, my buddies, I have a friend that's in the PFL. So, you're right. I mean, but then the thing about boxing is, it's you have guys that own four different belts in the same weight class. You know, you have the WBO and a couple other. There's one guy, Frank, that he literally owned five belts at one time.
My point of the matter is it's an easier sport.
Yeah.
It's an easier sport because you have so many guidelines.
But and there's not as many.
You can't trip, you can't choke.
There's not as many elite boxers as there are MMA fighters right now. In my opinion. But
right,
maybe I'm wrong.
Anyone, it's like soccer. People of talent don't go to boxing, they go to MMA now.
That's my point. That's why one guy can hold five belts in boxing, because there's not a lot of competition.
The goal is to get Chanel to that point, so she
can
compete.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, so can I get a belt or something?
Get a belt?
Yeah. I just want to stand there cool with a belt.
Well, I'm sure you can buy one online.
That takes all the
time. Man, I don't know, man. You gotta see this girl.
I'm sure there's belts you can buy online.
You gotta see this girl. I bet she doesn't. She works on her punches and her stances a little bit better. I bet we can get her in a ring with a chick and she can knock him out pretty quick.
Probably. I hope so. I want to get paid for it. Can we film it?
Let's broadcast on our YouTube channel. On our Tubby YouTube channel that has two followers. Wow. We could put that on.
We have
on
a YouTube channel. Anyway,
I'm gonna go. Viral.
That we haven't really used. Yeah, I made one.
I didn't
even
know we had one.
I made one. Like I make everything else with this show.
But yeah. So anyway,
how hard did you work on it?
Took me 5 minutes.
So anyway,
hold on.
That feeling.
Hold on.
Anyway.
Yeah, Frank, you don't do shit. Everyone knows that you don't do shit when it comes to this show.
I know you continually say that. So anyway. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, I've even been training her how to take a hit. I dropped 10 pounds on her at one point.
Yeah,
Really?
Yeah. On my face and on my legs. So, yeah.
I don't remember dropping it down your face.
Well, because you threw it on top and I tried to, my hand just smacked right inside my head. So, yeah.
In my defense, I was throwing it to the hands in front of her face that didn't catch
no,
it.
No, that's not how that went. It went up too high and you know it did. So, either way it goes, I could take a punch.
There we go. We got her ready to take a shot. She's getting ready for a shot. Take a shot.
So do you have any, Frank, do you have any other topics, like, in the news, or do you want to keep, you have any other sport that you think that I would suck at?
What?
Yeah, you keep saying that, well, you think if there's any sports that you think you could own me at, is what I'm saying, besides...
Did I say that?
Well, no, you said arm wrestling. Arm wrestling's a sport, right?
We didn't say that
and
on the podcast.
No, you're saying it off air, that you beat me in arm wrestling, which you did. I said, what else do you think you could beat me at?
Breathing.
Yeah, breathing? That's not a sport. I'm talking about a sport. I could kick your ass in football.
We should make breathing a real sport, though.
I don't think so.
Like I did an Odell Beckham at the bar with a mini football.
So let's talk about this.
Yeah, I had a random chick. I had a random chick throw me a football.
It was actually just football. Actually. So what happened was, I had been drinking for 4 hours, watching the Mardi Gras parades, and Sean showed up. Sober, and we went to a bar. There was nobody there, and we had this football. Sean decided he could beat me in football.
I was hitting on some
chick. In the middle of a bar called Wild Greg's.
Hitting on some
chick.
So now we're running routes in Wild Greg's in the middle of the dance floor.
You guys gotta work on your life.
Like passing, routes.
And this girl.
That was failing. Well, no, I got her number.
This random girl that Sean was talking to.
No, we hung out once.
Anyway, this random girl Sean was talking to, we decided he was going to throw passes. Well, I covered Sean, and he was like, well, look at me. I won Odell Beckham, dude. I one hit and caught the ball.
I did. And
The ball is about the size. The ball is literally smaller than my hand.
Yeah, but I still owned you.
I have seen grapefruits bigger than the ball.
I still owned you, though.
But because you made a one-handed catch.
Wow. Yeah, and I juked you though. That's
no, you
the
didn't.
Point. Yeah, I did.
You were behind me.
No, I owned you though.
You were
and
behind
everyone
me.
Even everyone like and then I had besides the chick and then I had a guy and then I had a random guy that I didn't even that I just said hey throw me the ball and I owned you again twice in a row.
But this was
but
we're talking about
I still owned you.
We're talking about football. I was drunk and we were in the middle of a nightclub. Like I mean,
yeah,
like
no one. No, that was it. Was empty.
So official, just by
it was
the
empty.
Description alone, like John should have won the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah,
like you said, you're better at football than me. It wasn't like we're on the field; we're both sober.
Well,
I was actually barefoot because
we were basically playing softball at this point. If you can actually,
we were playing. I was barefoot because I was wearing sandals, drunk in a nightclub.
You weren't drunk.
They say no.
You were buzzed at most.
Thank you.
They say no shoes, no shirt,
guys,
no service.
Guys, I want to let
but
you
no
know.
No one was there. It was empty.
I want you to know. If I'm barefoot drunk in a bar, Sean might be able to beat me in football.
No, I'd beat you in football regardless.
With the size of football, the size of my hand.
I mean, still beat you.
They make bananas bigger.
You just don't want to admit that I beat you in something.
I said you beat me. I'm not contesting you beat me. I'm just saying it's not a good representation of the sport of football.
Like, you really should not tell me about your victories if they involve a ball this time.
Yeah, but I thought it'd be funny.
But you said you Odell Beckham'd it. Like, I mean, everyone can Odell Beckham it. Like, I mean, look.
Yeah, but it was over your head, though. It was over his head, though. Like, it was the way I caught it.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting this part.
Right, it was the way.
Hold on.
You can't. This isn't a video podcast. So I wish you guys could see this, but it's a little miniature football that I completely own. Franken at a bar.
A grapefruit, but like make it smaller and then put it in your hand and make it foam and picture a football, and then you have this ball. But painted in Mardi Gras colors. So
this
is
true.
A very vivid description.
It's true.
I hope this helps. Just know that Odell Beckham.
That's funny, but it was a good time though. So.
It was a good time. You did get that.
It was
number.
A good yeah. We hung
so
out
why
once.
Did you,
literally.
Like, why is it not a thing anymore?
I don't know.
Did she sober up and realize?
No, we had coffee that next week, and it just. The vibe wasn't, for some reason, the vibe wasn't there. I don't know. It was probably my fault, but...
Coffee isn't very good.
Who knows?
I mean,
I never had coffee.
Plus, she lived a little farther away for me. She lived like near Perdido, and I didn't really want to go that far.
You guys can until it actually becomes worth something.
Well,
you don't always have to be like, hey, girl, I know you live far, so this isn't going to work.
It lasted. It lasted for a little bit, but
and then it faded. Didn't last at all. She was probably a booty call, and then realized he had to drive too far out to see her.
Yeah.
So Chanel, me and Sean aren't the greatest at dating. Do you have any advice for us on how to be nicer to women? Or
Frank, you're just not gonna.
Oh, you're just a lost cause. Like, you're a lost cause, bro.
I'm telling you,
I'm a lost cause too. Well, not really.
Oh my gosh, I'd love to meet a woman that loves him. That's like.
This is the scoop on
Unsensibly
Cynical. Frank's getting roasted.
Oh. It's not even a roast. I just really want to see it. Like, I'm curious. Sean, I don't know what you're like around women, but I feel like if you had to Odell Beckham miniature football to get a girl's
but number. I was just messing. No, I already had it. I think I already had it by then.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive.
Yeah. She was so,
yeah, I had it, and then I did
think
that.
She was so grossed out because we got her attention because I was showing Sean my nipple rings for some reason, and then she caught her eye, and I think she was so disgusted by
me. You guys should see the expression
that Sean looked,
on
that Sean looked
face.
That much better.
Okay.
Sean looked that much better.
Wow. Yeah, I had nothing to go but. I couldn't get any worse than what his impression was.
Wow. Okay. You should probably try and meet girls while sober.
He was sober.
No, like, was she sober too?
Actually, I don't know. Yeah, she was there for a while. She was there for a while.
I feel like you should meet people when
she was kind of weird though. But that's she was.
You called someone weird.
No, she was. She was kind of weird. How? I don't know. She's kind of like
you called someone weird.
She was kind of like quiet, like super quiet, like socially awkward, which you know.
Okay. Socially awkward.
But
wait, hon. You're a social butterfly. Ever tell you?
Man, but you saw her. She was kind of like quiet in the corner, and like I had to like it was like
maybe
pulling teeth.
To
it was like pulling teeth
up.
To get anything out of her.
So that should have been a sign there.
I mean, she was a girl in a bar, by herself, trying to drink, and a guy comes up to her. I can see why she wasn't Barney.
But, I mean, it is what it is, and it was what it was.
So it's over.
This was like, when was this? This was like a long time ago. But, anyways, Frank, do you have anything else on your mind?
Sure. So, Chanel, what's your favorite workout?
It's a tie. Wait, oh no, I like that wheel thing now that we do because I feel like you said.
Oh, the wheel thing, yes. So we did this ab workout with one wheel.
It's like a unicycle, but you have your hands on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did it, and we did it with our hands. The leg one was okay. That was okay. I did it with my hands. I did four sets of five. I was sore for a week. I was sore for a week. It was awful.
It's actually horrible.
It's great.
But.
So the thing about working out is. It's fun, but you don't get results unless you do a diet with it. But which I don't do.
Or you recommend protein powder?
No. Or some, why would someone do that?
Well, I don't know to enhance.
All that does is put mass on you.
Yeah. So you don't is your answer.
Right.
Or what about any pre-workout smoothies or shakes or nothing?
Nope. That'll just give you a heart attack and you'll never sleep again.
No, so you don't believe in all the pre- and post-game stuff?
Nope, not at all. What I believe in is you just got to eat cleaner. I don't do well. I'm allergic to wheat. I don't do very well with that because I get bored. Because things aren't as flavorful, I feel like, without bread.
And you're allergic?
And I'm allergic, yeah.
It's like the ultimate temptation.
The ultimate temptation. Like, yeah.
It's like everybody else can have it.
Like, I now feel...
We talked about that last time.
I think I now understand how meth heads feel about meth. I feel like that's pretty close to how I feel about bread.
That's
okay.
Funny.
Okay.
That's funny.
I can kind of see that. But one of them, you don't have to worry about being arrested for.
That is true. That is true. You don't.
So there's that.
You don't have to be alleged. But every time anyone offers it to me, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm gonna feel crappy later, but it's worth it.
It's not.
It's worth it.
It's not.
So how long are these workouts? Like each
like
time?
An hour, hour and a half. It depends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just it go. So what's the shortest workout y'all have done?
An hour.
An hour.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
they're all consistent
yeah.
then.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's consistent length.
And you won't let me leave.
And Chanel tells
you're
you
you're trapped.
It's Chanel tells you
quotation marks trap.
It's Chanel tell you it's better with 30 pounds on your back though.
It's really not because you put on the vest and this is all right, but Frank looks at the vest and realizes that it doesn't weigh enough visually, so he'll start putting more weights on it on me, and the vest slides off. So I'm like wailing an extra 30 pounds just flopping over.
30 to 40. So do you guys it goes up to
40. So Frank, would you compare this to like is this like CrossFit type stuff? So get a picture
he feels
for
offended.
So no, so
do
our
I
listeners.
You?
So no,
you
so our listeners. No, I'm
I know
trying
you
to
stupid,
no,
truly
Frank,
naked water, sparkling
Frank,
water.
I'm trying to
but
describe
I'm, not gay.
I'm trying to describe the workouts for our audience. What kind of workout? No. Like, if we have to compare this workout, is this some unique bullshit that you made up?
It's off of the fly, depending on what equipment and what weights we feel like using. You can look all this stuff up on YouTube, but just don't do basic stuff. That's boring.
So you guys do squats sometimes.
Basically, we do a lot of the stuff that I've through my life have used working out for fun, and we do it based on what body part Chanel wants to work.
Yeah. Some days I'm like, I want to work out my arms. And Frank's like, we're going to work out your arms. But first, we're going to put an additional 40 pounds on you. And then I want you to jump first. Because that's going to get your heart pumping. And then we're going to lift this way and that way. And
yeah. Okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
And Chanel likes it because, you know, sometimes she'll be like, yeah, we'll only start 10. She always ends up doing like 15.
Yeah, because I need to build up to it. But I'm not going to have you sitting here saying, let's do 10. And then I can't make it through 5. Which is the majority.
So how much cardio is involved in this? Or if any?
I'm allergic to cardio.
That's so
yeah, I was afraid to say that, but I was curious.
We do cherry pickers for cardio.
We do cherry pickers, and then, you know, if you... Some people consider Stairmaster cardio. Some people.
Stairmaster is pretty fun.
That's cardio.
What's the secret to Stairmaster?
Don't use your hands and skip a step.
No, we skip a step. It's the best way to work your lower
if you guys do the incline on the treadmill.
Yeah, that does work. That does work too.
But we don't do that.
But treadmills.
We don't do
treadmills
that.
Scare me.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain why
Why do they scare me?
Yeah.
Because they're boring.
Well,
and I'm afraid I'm going to die of boredom.
Well, some of them have like if you go to a, like some of them have like. If you go to a gym, you can listen to music and stuff. Do you guys listen to music while you work out, or is this just...
We listen to music when we do the Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah, we do the Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, I'd pay to see that.
Do you know how to do the
it's
Cupid Shuffle?
It's not
him.
Actual,
I want to see him
the
do the
dance.
Cupid Shuffle.
We're not doing
you know
it.
How to do
no,
the Cupid Shuffle?
No, I
so,
don't.
Well, basically, what you
it
do
It gives
is,
you the instructions to the song. I really don't understand how people can do it.
So, what you do is you start off in
dance.
Plank position.
I'm a
you start off in plank position.
Uncoordinated white boy.
You don't have to dance to do the Cupid Shuffle. You just have to walk.
Right. Yeah, essentially. But the way we do it is you start off in a plank position.
Right.
And then it goes to the left. So you know, you move over to the left, you move over to the right.
While still planking. So you're just
That was the fad like
then,
5 years ago.
It's not that type
no,
of
No, not the planking.
Oh.
No, we are literally like
in push-up situation. And then, you know... and then when you're waiting there, you try to make it lower to put more pressure on your core.
Uh-huh.
And then when it says,
what for the kicks, what is it?
Oh, yeah. When you do the kicks, you do,
you do mountain climbers when you're walking it.
Right, when you walk it out. Oh, and kick?
Yeah,
when you do kick, you lift your legs up.
Yeah,
while
like a donkey
plank
kick,
position.
Right?
Yeah.
But straight.
Yeah. Donkey kick while you're in place.
Oh.
And you do it to the song's over. You keep going to left, right,
the
kick up.
It's literally like 4 minutes.
Yeah, and then you keep doing mountain climbers. It's a really easy song. I mean,
it's an easy song.
It's a nice dance. It's a nice. Chanel loves it.
So Frank, this
workout sucks. You're sore for no reason.
I feel like, Frank, this whole thing that you put on here is just some bullshit that you make up every time. Like yes. each workout is a different, like, it's basically everything. So what I'm getting at is just whatever comes to your mind at that period of time, or do you go in with a plan each time?
So
plans.
No, so, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, does he actually plan shit? Which I know Frank, so I should have known the answer.
That's why they're laughing.
So I find out what body part she wants to do. And I don't make up the exercises. These are exercises I've done throughout my life. Mm. I find out what exercise she wants to do, and then we do it like there. Like, so we start off with a workout, and it says something falls on her leg or something, she can't run anymore or something like that. Then we'll, you know,
so how are the workouts. So,
and it's all about how you feel, because you don't want to burn anyone out either.
So, how would you characterize his...
Sometimes we just sit there and play catch.
Yeah, that's how I heard.
How would you characterize him as a trainer, though? Would you recommend him to anybody?
Yeah. I feel like Frank would be worth it. So, you guys should pay him, because I don't...
So, you're saying you're getting good results. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, people should totally pay Frank to do this sort of thing.
So, Frank, you could get certified. That could be your second job, bro.
I don't want to, because I don't want to be paid to do it. I don't want to do any of that, because I have it
you
fun.
Can get certified.
I think it's
and,
fun, and I feel like if you're getting,
people get paid for hobbies.
My brother's a trainer.
But I feel like if you make it into a job, then it takes out the fun out of it.
And then Frank also has the attention span of God knows what.
A squirrel?
So, I don't know. Like,
a squirrel would be. I feel like that's a slight to the squirrel.
She literally watched me lose my train of thought. Three words
into it.
Frank would be like, sentence. "Oh, there's a nut," like a squirrel.
No. Like, Frank will say something, and then by the time he's, like, halfway through what he's trying to say, he'll forget the whole purpose of starting the story.
He'll be like, fuck it, let's just start over.
Or he'll come up with something else, and it's like, okay. I don't know if he's... Mentally, I'm like, I don't know if he's talking so fast to the point where my brain can't take it, or if he just really doesn't know where he's going with this.
That's why half the guests we get on here, we have to repeat the question. From Frank.
They'll be like,
what? Like, there's one podcast we had.
That's just because I talked too fast.
We had someone on, and I literally had, when I edited it, I literally had to, like
block out all the words.
Yeah. It was like, what? What'd you say? Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I have an ability to understand him and what he's saying now. If he pauses, he'll be like, right? And mentally, that gives me enough time to actually realize what he's talking about.
And then I've had this actually repeat the question for the guest.
So Sean, I have a question. The way you talk about this podcast, do I like strap like a car to your back and make you walk through a desert? Like, is it that much stress on you?
No, it's just you.
You
want to
talk about it?
You
want to talk
about it? Let's have a therapy.
You
don't.
Let's talk about it.
How do you feel about the situation?
No,
Sean?
You do absolutely. You do absolutely zero. So for this podcast to get anywhere, I have to do all this shit. And
I'm sorry, does that take you a long time?
No, it's just...
Is it a lot of work?
No, it's not a lot of work. I really don't even put that much work, but at least I put in some work. You put in zero work.
Wow.
I edited one of the last podcasts, and he says I don't do any work.
And I lied, and said it was good. It wasn't that good at all.
Wow, so you're lying.
That's all right. I don't care.
You're a liar, wow.
So anyway, what I mean to say is... Are you over it?
No, I'm fine. Okay. It wasn't something that, you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
You're not going to, just like she's saying, you never put any effort in anything, so I shouldn't expect anything different.
I think it's like a natural thing, though. He puts effort without actual effort, without him caring about it.
Effort without actual effort?
Yeah, it's a Frank thing. Like, seriously.
So Frank, it took
He's
me a while to...
He's the only person that can get away with it.
Yeah, and I just should come to grips. I'm starting to come to grips that you'll do absolutely zero. I thought eventually you'd put in some effort for the podcast, but now I show up every time.
I knew he was going to say something about showing up.
I show up all the time. That's what he says.
So it just took me. It just took me.
Do I not show up to the studio constantly?
So we've done this.
I'm not saying it's not in my living room, but that's irrelevant.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you had to open the door.
So this is the this is the 56th episode. And yeah, he's put in he, no. And he's put in no. It is,
but you mean like I'm not supposed to be happy about this?
Wow. Well, no, But you, I'm trying to finish my thought.
Hold
Frank.
On, no, you took away her joy. Don't be wow, rude to our guest. Really?
What?
You're that, being rude to our guest. You're taking away her joy. You're being mean
what,
to
that
her.
She was that she was the guest on the 56th
episode? She wanted to be excited about it, and then you took away her joy.
Oh,
you took
well, I didn't
her.
Think it was that big of a deal. I was
going to
explain
that's
my
rude.
Thought.
You should be... You should
I was going to... Frank,
should,
fuck you.
You should be ashamed of yourself for being rude to my guest.
I'm going to go put this on Twitter.
Okay, so be excited about being the 56th.
I mean, I was totally excited. I was so ready for this.
But my point was...
Right, okay, get to that.
Oh, my God! What a prima donna! He always got to interrupt someone to bring
my
a point.
My point was...
Oh, my God! Oh, my
that
God!
That he's put in effort for maybe four of them.
But yet, you still come back.
Because...
For more.
Well, yeah.
You love this.
I'm bored.
You love this.
No, it's just I have no...
I'm not just, getting that
I'm bored.
He likes
what?
It.
What?
You should see his smile. He's cheesing.
I mean, it's fun.
He's kind of a masochist. I think he's a masochist.
No, it's fun because
I
can.
He loves being treated like
no,
this.
It's fun because you get to do shows like this where you talk about everything, but it's really absolutely nothing.
Wow, so this is nothing.
No!
I'm being rude to my guest again.
No, not you. Not you.
Sean, get out. Sean, get out. I'm sick of your rudeness. Your
wow,
rudeness
man.
Is.
No.
I don't like your rudeness.
I never thought I'd be in a room where Frank was the nicest guy in here.
No,
I never
not,
thought I'd be in
no,
a room where I was
no,
the nicest
no,
guy
it's
in
not,
there.
It's nothing to do with you. It's all because of him.
Wow, so this is like therapy.
So you're saying like literally I'm giving you like a post-traumatic stress disorder.
No, not PTSD.
They have pills for that.
It's just you're so
a lot of people take.
It's just you're so terrible at a host, being a host, that her best effort isn't even helping you be productive on this podcast.
Wow.
Did you just insult her again?
No, I insulted you.
My best effort. You don't know what my best effort is. We met 20 minutes ago. Wow.
Wow.
The truth comes out.
What? You guys kept asking me, so I, you
oh
know,
my God.
I wanted to give you something.
You're being
so.
Rude, man.
Wow.
You're being rude. Being rude to Chanel. She's about to
no
cry
to
over here.
No, to you.
Like,
I've been teaching her how to fight, man. She's gonna hit you in the jaw soon.
No.
Let me build up the strength.
I think she is nice. That's more like, that's something I can't say about you.
Oh, man. So, wow. You're hurting me. I'm going to cry again. Okay, I'm done.
So,
I
want to
see you cry, though, one day.
What?
I want to see you cry.
Cry all the time.
Genuine crying.
I cry all the time. I'm like a little baby.
I cry when I laugh. Like, if I laugh hard enough, I will start crying.
I do
oh,
sometimes.
Wait, you saw me do that when you dropped the thing on my leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she cries when she's in pain. It scares me.
No, it's a lot to the point where my body doesn't know if it's, like, entertained or hurting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It gets to the point where I'm like, should I stop or is
yeah,
she
he's
okay?
Like, do you want to keep going? And I'm just laying there and I can't.
So you, does he give you time to actually hydrate?
I have to, like.
No, I said, does
no,
he actually
like,
give
no,
you
like,
time
I
to?
I have to literally walk away from
no,
him.
No,
yeah, that's my point.
This is literally
my point.
No, yeah, I know, I'm just like, I have to describe it. It's not one of those things where he gives me time. I'm literally like, seriously though, I will hurt you.
It'd be like,
get water.
It'd be like, so do you want to do this or this? And she'd be like,
water.
And I'm like, that wasn't an option. And then she'd just walk to the fountain. Like, I didn't say
basically
anything.
Basically saying, no. Fuck you, without actually saying,
basically,
fuck you.
Basically.
Yeah.
So I have to, like, actually take control of that moment and walk away.
Be like, fuck off.
Yeah. Without actually having to say it, because people might be in there, and I don't want people to think that I'm harming him purposely, you know?
Hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Really will, though, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
Frank so, has this cute little thing going on, like this little...
Essential oils.
Well, let's at least describe it because they can't see
no,
this.
I'm like, I'm trying to think of a way to describe it. It's literally the perfect diffuser. I don't know if people are literally.
Well, what's the brand? Is it Asa Kuki?
It's.
You can Google that.
Yeah,
Google.
Just find it on Amazon. Just look up diffuser.
Is that how you say it? I'm trying to
it
speak
looks like
Japanese.
Asa
Kuki. I think I said it right.
Asa Kuki, yeah. He's actually correct on that one. So it's cute and it does the essential oils, but I don't actually use. Like the real oils, I get mine from that place in the mall.
It says Asuki, yeah. S Asuki.
So I got the ultimate question for you.
Yes.
Do you regret meeting this douchebag?
Most people do.
No. No, actually, I know, right? Surprise, guys.
That's the ultimate question.
I don't regret meeting him.
She says that, even though she did say, I can't imagine someone actually loving you.
yeah, like being in, like wanting to spend their life with you, to be married with, you know, like married.
Whoa,
with
bro, she's throwing like you that. Under. No, like, holy shit, this shit is great.
You gotta think about it though, like.
Chanel is officially the best guest we've ever had.
No, Frank, you gotta think about it though.
This is great. The downloads on this shit's gonna be fantastic.
You have to actually have someone love you and stay long enough and stuff, and not just
ouch,
like a yeah. woman to do that.
You know what we should name the episode? Frank Needs Companionship.
Yes,
that should be the name of the episode.
I kind of want to make a Tinder page for you.
It's off. Like I have a nice Tinder page.
Girl. Oh, for real? How'd that work?
How'd it work?
Yeah. Aren't you on Bumble
too? Well, you know, I've decided that the only women interested in me have to be north of 40.
I was gonna say you either need to get an old woman or you need to move back up north.
That's what I was thinking.
Like you, I don't know. South isn't really for you.
Yeah, I try.
You can be a great stepdad though. That could work.
She's on fire. En fuego.
You know, that really can work, though, because she already has kids.
It's like Stuart Scott used to say, en fuego. She's on fire, man. Just
I feel like
one after
work,
another.
Though. It's not going to work. You don't want to be a stepdad?
Nah. I don't play well with other men.
So Frank, I got a question for you.
I'd be like, he'd be like, this is my kids. I'd be like, guess who's going
Frank,
through?
I got a question for you. Frank, I got a question for you.
Oh, no, she never finished about how she regrets meeting
you.
Oh, I don't regret meeting him. I just want to find him a nice little girl from Little Italy.
So she's trying to do you a service in payment for you helping her. She's going to repay you with a
girlfriend.
It's going to be really hard.
She's
going to
repay you with the ultimate gift of companionship.
Oh, man.
She's going to have your babies. I don't know who she is. Someone, if you're out there listening and you know of a single girl who is okay with being yelled at, he's not gentle, so don't expect that.
Don't worry. We only have 20 downloads a week. Don't worry about it.
Don't expect. Somebody has a cousin somewhere. So, you know, your neighbor's cousin.
I'm gentle.
Your neighbor's cousin, someone, you know.
Yeah.
Ex-felon. Just kidding.
If you know that your brother is in prison and his parole officer is an attractive woman, call Frank.
I don't know.
Frank Jag, that's what he's known as on this show.
Yes, call him that. Yeah, him.
All that. I don't know. She thinks a parole officer could handle me.
Yeah,
I know what
that
is. You're saying the girl has to be real tough, huh?
Yeah, corrections officer, parole officer. Like, she has to know her way around weapons and be able to fight.
You're making it sound like I just start beating
you're
women randomly.
You're not going to hit her, but she needs to be able to defend herself and you guys for when you start mouthing off and some random guy wants to fight you.
I feel like this is why she wanted to be a guest. This is worth her drive over here is to roast you on your on a podcast.
I would say this to him anyway, but I don't live that far, so it doesn't even matter.
Oh.
I told him all the time. I want him to have
someone. So have you wanted to be, because I know he told me last time that you guys have been talking about coming on, you've been talking about coming on here.
Yeah.
And we just haven't made it work until tonight.
Today, boom. Let's do it.
I worked earlier, so I couldn't pull
it
off. But anyways.
I was hungover this morning anyway, so.
That's how you're supposed to be in the morning.
Thing, you know?
Supposed to be hungover in the morning, really.
I really didn't want to be. So that wasn't the plan.
I mean,
it's not my life goal.
What happens when you're not hungover in the morning? What is it like when you're not hungover in the morning?
My 20s, I used to be.
Do stuff.
I used to be fucked up in college all the time.
Everybody did. That's how you go to college.
Like,
Chanel,
all
to
the
college,
time.
Right?
I can't. No, I'm not the typical college person.
No, like we
like
would.
Like the first go around, I didn't live like the imaginary college lifestyle. Like, I didn't go and get drunk,
not
and be
the,
in the dorms
not the,
and all this stuff.
Not the classic
to be
stuff
with you,
that you
yeah,
hear about.
Like,
no, mine was, well, I didn't live in on campus. I commuted.
So do I.
But
so
there
so
was like,
I
went to UCF, and there was literally a bar across the street. So we would like get out, we'd hit a happy hour after a class. Like I would strategically make my last class before happy hour.
Oh.
Like where I'd get out at like 4.
Wow.
And then make happy hour at 5 and 6. Like it was that crazy.
I strategically would leave in the middle of class to go to the bar sometimes.
My buddy would be like, because I was like, yeah, let's make happy hour at 5, and then we get like like three tables and do beer pong and stuff. But
I good old days, would study at a kegerator before a test.
Wow.
To be honest with you, the way college worked for me was, I got there, I met a bunch of hippies, was like, well, this is, I gotta get through this somehow. Pretty much decided I was gonna get trashed until it was over.
And it worked.
That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, we had Sam on the show.
Yeah. Wait, Sean, you went to UCF?
Yeah, I did. Why?
I applied. To this day, I will never know if I got in. Like,
Wait a minute. Did you get your AA first, or did you apply like straight out of high school?
I applied straight out of high school.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
What was your major?
I wanted to be an engineer at the time.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. Their engineering is tough.
Yeah, I wanted to be an engineer, and they had it. You know, like the early admission thing where you apply, like.
Right. It was. Yeah. When did you apply?
This was years ago.
No, but what month?
Oh, what month? No, did so you, I applied in like, what, November or December, like right at that cutoff or whatever.
Yeah.
To find out if you got like early admissions to be able to go.
And sure. Oh, okay. So you're trying to early enrollment.
So I did that for UCF, FSU, and some other schools.
Right. Did you try at Florida?
Yeah. I did all of that. And I will never know if I got into any of those schools. Like, they had it to where the application fee was waived, so I was just putting stuff in.
So where'd you end up? Where'd you end up going again?
UWF.
UWF, West Florida?
So, I got to know.
I mean, I would have said that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
With no application fee, so you applied.
Yeah.
And typically when you apply, they give you an answer.
Yeah.
So, how do you not know?
I never logged in to see the answer or to find the letter or anything like that. Because they had it to where, I forgot what happened, but they had it to where you were going to log into the actual sign-in thing you created and look and see. And I just never did. I never went back.
Like the actual email they give you?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I didn't look. Because don't if you, like, get the rejection, you still get the letter or the email, right? I never got any of that. So I'm like, did mine either go through or did I just never look back at it? I don't know. Yeah. Oh, my old email got hacked, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
One of those, like, old spam emails you used to get about, like, the Viagra pills and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I accidentally clicked on that once and everything's been gone since then.
See, that's why I never really had email. Because I feel like every time, back when you were like in the early 2000s,
mm-hmm.
every time you open your email, it's just another email telling you your dick's too small.
I still got my Hotmail account that I check every once in a while.
Is Hotmail really a thing?
Yeah, well, they changed it to Outlook, but you can still log in with your Hotmail account. Okay. It's just they try to make everyone use Outlook now, but you can still log in with Hotmail. I still log in. It's actually, I think it's still my Facebook. I think it's still my Facebook email.
So I was,
because I don't want to give my real email address to Facebook.
So I was looking at my,
I mean my, like, my real address that I use for, like, everything but Facebook.
I was looking at my application, my resume for when I went to college.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing there.
No. I actually did a lot in. I was pretty much did everything there was to do in high school. But,
except for house parties. You never went to house parties in high school?
No, absolutely not. I am a devout Christian.
I didn't go to house parties either.
In high school, you didn't go to house parties? No.
I don't trust those kids.
So anyway, I was looking at my email. Do you know what my email was on my application to get into college? MMMotherLover@gmail.com. That was literally my email.
Oh my God. And that, no ladies and gentlemen.
No wonder I didn't get an SU.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, encapsulates Frank Jag right there. That statement.
I was like, that's why I didn't get an SU. They probably just looked at my email.
That
like, this
statement.
This is a problem. This kid has serious issues.
That statement right there, bro.
Yeah.
So.
I've seen some crazy ones, but I never actually saw someone put it in.
Yeah,
but actually some people have put some crazy ones on what is it, their resume mm-hmm. for doing work applications, stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I mean, college, it's whatever, because it's like you're young, but seriously, you're 25.
Half those are like bots. Like, absolutely. you ever try Bumble? Bumble's a little more legit.
Yeah, I heard there's the classier girls around Bumble. But I don't like them because they never write me back.
Well, no, it makes them. You can't message them. It makes the girl message. It makes the girl be the conversation starter.
Oh, ew. So they basically have no success at all.
Well, so basically you can't talk to the girl
until they message you. They actually have to put effort.
It's weird because you meet with the people.
So they're not getting anything going at all because majority of the time...
Yeah, so if the woman's shy, like they're never going to actually message you. So it's like actually never going to work at all.
But their strategy is that the Bumble strategy, the corporate strategy is that they think that, and there's actually, I think they're actually get decent, more success than you think.
For real?
Because if the girl makes the first move, they think that of course the guy's going to be more, because the guys always start the conversation, right? Unlike.
Yeah.
When you go back to even MySpace back in the day, which half of you guys won't even be able to. So their point is that, of course, the guy's going to make the conversation. If the girl makes it first, then it's going to work out because both will be active in the conversation. That's their point.
Yeah.
Their point is to get the girl. They're trying to get the girl involved more. That's Bumble's point.
But real girls shoot their shot no matter what. Shooters shoot.
But you see me.
But you see what their point is.
Yeah. You've been in a bar with me. How often do I initiate it with a girl? Have girls not just given me their numbers even though I've completely ignored them?
Yeah, because people's complaint about Tinder was, oh yeah, the girl never says anything. But then Bumble's like, all right, hold my beer.
We'll make them say something.
Yeah, we'll make them say something.
No, yeah.
you would never do that.
Not on Bumble. Like I'm the type of person where I'll shoot my shot if I feel like I want to. It doesn't.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Tinder. Tinder used to be good, and then a lot of spam, and then spam's taken over now.
I'm not even sure which way you're supposed to swipe.
Right.
Oh.
Right. Left is no.
I've never made one, so I really.
Right is yes.
Oh.
Left is no. But now Tinder, it used to be like when Tinder first came out, it used to be legit. Now it's spam and stuff. But anyways.
Why don't people just do it the old school way and go on eHarmony? Gosh.
Or Match.
Yeah.
But Match is expensive.
Can you pay for that shit? Okay.
That's why people don't do it. Here's your answer.
Yeah. I can't pay for that.
Or you can go on Plenty of Fish.
And or OkCupid.
You just meet people that are... It's like the Craigslist ads of the dating websites. Like, these people, you probably find anyone that'll do anything on there.
But POF, yeah, POF is sluts, men and women.
But the thing about plenty of fishes,
man.
You always see on these girls' profiles, please don't talk to me.
Discriminating. No, everybody is a slut on POF.
No, but the thing about Plenty of Fish is, the thing that you see on Plenty of Fish is, please don't message me if you are currently incarcerated. And I'm like,
what?
Who the fuck is currently incarcerated that has access to Plenty
you'd
of Fish? I'd be so bored in jail. I'd be like, yeah, give me that Plenty of Fish here and just message everybody.
Do you think we gotta edit that out? Do you think I offended people by saying everybody's a slut on POF?
You know what, Sean?
I just don't want to offend people.
Sean,
it's 2019. I don't.
Okay, Sean. Yes. So basically, if you don't want to offend people, you're literally going to stay in the house and you're not going to do anything related.
No,
to
but you know it's 2019, so everyone's offended by something.
You offended me.
So I just didn't know if that comment would be offensive. I guess I won't know until.
If you edit it out, I'm going to cut.
Let's continue.
You're like that
Frank.
Girl that constantly gets beaten.
Frank.
It's like I still think he loves me.
No, Frank.
Yeah.
I mean, right? He is, right?
No,
is, right?
I'm just saying.
Like, I can
I'm just
change
saying.
Him.
No.
Sean's kind of like that girl that constantly gets the shit kicked out of her and's like, maybe he'll change if we get married.
Yeah, maybe he actually cares about the show.
Maybe if I have a kid, he'll love me again.
Fuck you, dude.
We're going to be stuck together.
Yeah, he'll just love me if we get married and then we have kids.
He'll just
stop hitting me.
Fuck you.
He'll be so distracted. That happens a lot.
All right, you guys got anything else you want
to
talk about?
Do you want me to tell you how this relationship ends?
What?
Yeah, never mind.
You're going to get cheated on.
Oh, okay. It's Frank. I'll live.
Like, that's how
I'll survive.
Anyway,
I'll survive. Eventually.
It's okay. Cheaters cheat.
All right, do you guys want to wrap this up, or is there anything else you want to... Sensible, cynical thoughts? Which we do that thing at the end of the episode.
I don't know, Sean. Have you gotten all your complaining out? Is there anything else
you
want to complain about?
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
How was traffic on the way here?
It wasn't that bad.
I mean, you know, people are complaining
about that. It wasn't that bad.
Anything else you want to complain about?
Like
20 minutes.
No.
No.
But yeah, Chanel, you probably haven't heard an episode, right?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Don't admit that on air.
Oh, no, I have not.
Everyone says no. You're the first person that said yes. Because our downloads are getting better. Anyways, which one? They are actually, shockingly enough, Frank. I was going to tell you that because I know you don't check the numbers. But our numbers are like a record high.
Well, you post us to the internet? I thought we just do this every day for fun.
I wanted to tell you that. This past
week. Do you know we post us to the internet?
Frank, this past week, we had record numbers.
Record?
Yeah.
Record?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Some guy has listened to the show like 50 times.
What?
Yeah, the same IP address 50 times. So that helped.
Maybe he's just like, was you guys have to hear
No! People. Well, what happens is he picks some app, podcast app, that auto-downloads. It auto-downloads. So he probably downloaded and it probably picked up a lot of the episodes automatically. That still counts. did he actually listen to the content or did it? I will never know. So the guy, if you're listening and you downloaded 50 episodes of talking about nothing, yeah, thanks. Anyways, which episode did you see? And did he actually put effort into it? Listen. Excuse me. Which episode did you listen to?
Oh my gosh, I forgot which one. But hold on.
I'm like mentally. I'm sure it was one that.
It was like one of the beginning ones though.
Oh, yeah, the ones that were my editing was terrible, which is almost every episode.
I mean, it's not necessarily the worst thing in the world, so there's that.
I think.
Well, she actually heard every word, so I'm sure the editing can't be that bad.
Sean, I kind of feel like every time you talk about how bad you do something, you really just want me to be like, no, Sean, you're really good.
What? I'm asking for, what's the word?
Appreciation.
Yeah, appreciation. Recognition. Chanel,
you know me a little while now. Do you think that's going to happen?
No, because...
We're at record numbers, though, so that's cool.
No, because, I mean, like, I show up and I work out with him, and he doesn't say, you know what, I appreciate you. He's going to do it anyway. So, this is one of those things where it's like,
yeah.
Do we really need to actually care about if Frank cares about us? No.
No.
Are we going to show up anyway? Probably. So, take it for what it is. If you know you did good at the end of the day, pat yourself on back at home. That's what I do.
Yeah. All right. Should we let her go first on the Since More Cynical Thought?
No, you should go first, Sean.
Me? No, we always let the guests go first. We can't break that
down. We're doing something different. It's episode 56 in Chanel's.
She did bring you. She did bring this.
My sensible thought is I'm impressed that Frank actually got a guest to come on this kind of crazy shit. So good job, Frank, for actually putting effort by bringing somebody onto the show. And that's my sensible thought is you actually did something. Which is impressive. That's my sensible thought.
Yay. Frank, go.
Sean, my sensible thought is I'm glad you were able to get so much off your chest. And I cared a little bit. Chanel, thank you for coming on and telling me that I'm completely undateable.
Yeah,
undateable. Just really hard.
You actually chose, for like 1 hour, you actually chose the podcast over your phone. Which that says it all.
I think it's me.
Yeah, I
You're right. There's a female in his presence, regardless if he's friend zoned or not. That was a good.
I actually
I figured she liked that one.
I actually
you're hardcore. There's friend zoned and then there's you.
I value Chanel's time.
So there's your excuse. There you go. That's a good one. That's a good one.
My sensible thought is.
Did I have a thought?
I mean.
No,
I don't really think you thought about it.
I think we had a lot of fun. That's my sense of thought. This was a lot of fun.
It started off a little slow, but it picked up.
We did it.
It picked up.
I am glad that I can now say that Sean is Odell Beckham. I'm glad that I can actually find a football that is about the size of my hand. And I feel like that's sensible because now I am an athlete. Check me out online.
And you actually.
And if you can catch it, you're now Odell Beckham.
Ooh.
Boom. Yeah. All right, I think we should end it with that. Anything else, Frank?
That is it.
All right, subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. That's it. See you.
Joey, please stay tuned for a little message from A Teaspoon of Healing.
Hi, I'm Dawn Damari, host of A Teaspoon of Healing podcast. On my show, people share their healing journeys. And I chat with nutrition, wellness, and Reiki experts. You can find me on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts, or go to my website, teaspoonofhealing.com.